我相信我们每个人还记得巴路弟兄在这边分享的时候，他讲了一个故事。
I'm sure that you still all remember the story that our brother Balu shared with us when he preached here.
那个讲员讲得太长了，下面的小孩说：“妈妈，我们给他奉献，让他不要再讲下去吧。”
Because the speaker has preached a very long message, the child in the congregation told his mother, Mom, let's give the offering so that he can stop.
今天如果你也这样考虑，我会接受你的奉献。
And if that is what you think you want to do, I'll receive your offering.
并且我会讲得更长。
And I will preach even longer.
因为表示你们很喜欢听，所以要讲得长一点。
Because that means you love to listen, and so I'll preach longer.
本来还想唱一首诗歌，但是因为没有准备，所以就不唱了。
Initially, I thought of singing a song, but I have not prepared for it, so I'll.
希望不影响你们的奉献。
Hope it will not affect your offering.
我们一起来到主的面前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢你，你是那位。听见、看见、纪念、知道的神。主，今天可能我们每个人在不同的情况的下面，但主，我们感谢你，你是那位深深的爱着我们，你也深深的关怀着我们，你也是深深的跟我们连接在一起的神。主，求主你的灵在我们的当中，主，求主你接近我们，主，你也超越讲员所准备的，主啊，但愿在这边，但愿你自己的话语来对我们说话，主啊，求主你听我们的祷告，也特别继续借着你的话语，让我们可以勇往直前，能够走完圣你所为我们预定的这个道路，求主你恩待，奉耶稣基督的圣名求，
Amen.
上帝常常。非常的很创意，也非常的恩待我。
God is a very creative God, and He is gracious to me.
很多时候在讲到之前呢，突如其来的给我一个新的一个例证。
Before I preach, He gave me an illustration.
昨天晚上吃完饭，我在微信里面接到我们一个校友的一个信息。
After dinner, I received a message on WeChat from one of our alumni.
他说：“丁长老平安，请你切切的为我祷告。”
He says, "Elder Lim, peace to you. Pray for me."
我现在心里也不知道如何是好，如何表达。
I don't know what to say.
我的爸爸心血管狭窄。
The father's heart has problem. Okay, my father's heart has problem.
母亲的身体也不好。
And my mom is not doing well.
我的岳父突然辞世。
My
father-in-law,
my father-in-law just passed away.
He's only 67. Happens to be my age. Okay.
他只是67岁啊。
不好意思，我的妻子现在哭的。嗓子哑的没有一点声音呢。
My wife has been crying and she has lost her voice.
我的外公刚刚出院。
And
my mother's side.
My mom's father had an accident.
Just discharged from the hospital.
Or discharged from the hospital.
我唯一的舅舅被检查出肺癌和肝癌。
And my only uncle found out that he has cancer.
我妈妈姐妹五个，只有我舅舅自己一个。
My mom has five siblings with only one brother.
刚刚53岁。
And he is only 53.
我没有办法形容我的心情。
I cannot describe my emotion.
求主怜悯我们。请你们为我们祷告。
May the Lord have mercy upon us. Pray for us.
多少时候我们就像这位弟兄，就在一个 四面楚歌、水深火热的情况的下面。
Many times we are like this brother who is in such a difficult situation.
很多时候在这样的情况下，我们真的像他所说的，我们不知道该怎么去想。
And like him, we do not know what to think of.
今天，特别在今年里面，我们在分享的当中也一直听到有很多不同的需要。
And currently, we have heard of many needs among us.
不管是我们的同学、同学的父母、同学的家庭
parents of our students, or their families.
有很多人生的痛苦在我们的当中。
There are many sufferings among us.
今天当我们回到出埃及记这一段经文的时候，
As we come back to the passage in Exodus,
特别在这一节经文的开始，他这边说过了很久的日子。
And this passage tells us during those many days,
这个很久的日子不只是几天。
And these many days is not just days.
我想我们根据以色列人的历史，这个大概是400年的时间。
According to the history of Egypt, it has been 400 years.
400年的时间下面，好像没有一丝的希望。
And it seems hopeless.
没有一线的曙光。
And there is no light beyond it.
并且这个压力，这个重担是越来越重。
And the pressure and the burden grows heavier.
甚至于他们的男丁的性命都难以保存。
And they cannot save the lives of the men.
但是在这样的一个情况下，我们却看到作者提醒我们，我们的神他听见，他纪念他的约，他看见，他也知道。
But the author of Exodus tells us that God heard, God remembered His covenant.God saw and God knew.
可能整个以色列的民族以为上帝老早不与他们同在了。
The people of Israel may thought that God is no longer present with them.
不要说四百年，有时候我们看我们的人生，能够活几十年，可能都来不及了。
Don't talk about 400 years, just a few years. Probably you think that God has left you.
四百年里面一直在这个劳苦的下面。
But in this difficult situation for 400 years.
但是其实我们看到上帝并没有离开他们。
But we see that God did not leave his people.
上帝也没有忘记。
God did not forget his people.
其实陆陆续续的我们看到上帝在这样的一个情况的下面还是保留一些有信心的人。
But throughout this period of time, God has preserved people of faith.
在第一章我们看到这些以色列的接生婆，他们如何也不怕王的这个命令，保存了这一些希伯来人的男孩子。
In chapter 1, we see the Hebrew midwives protected the children of the Israelite women.
我们看到上帝是喜悦他们所做的这件事。
And God was pleased with what they did.
上帝祝福这两个接生婆。
And God blessed these two midwives.
我们也看到摩西的母亲按照希伯来书告诉我们他也不怕王的命令。
And we see that the parents, especially the mother of Moses, she wasn't afraid of the command of the Pharaoh.
其实不单单是所谓摩西长得英俊。
It's not just that Moses has grew handsome.
我相信在背后，他深信上帝要保留这个孩子。
I'm sure that behind this, she knew that God will preserve this child.
他也凭着信。把这个孩子养到三个月，然后把他放在这个箱子的里面。
And by faith, she hid the child for 3 months and then put him in a basket.
希望我没有过分的解经，但是我们会看到这个箱子这个词。
And the term basket.
就在旧约出现的时候，大部分全部都是在讲挪亚方舟的方舟。
And when this term appears in the Old Testament, it talks about the Ark of Noah.
这里有两次是提到放摩西的这个箱子。
But in this chapter, twice it talks about the basket wherein Moses was placed.
作者有没有在暗示，其实母亲的一个盼望，或者他有这个信心，上帝要拯救这个孩子。
Maybe the author was telling us that the mother of Moses had this faith that God will preserve this child.
果然，我们看到他的性命不单单保存了，他还成为法老女儿的养子。
And sure enough, his life was not only preserved, but he became the son of the Pharaoh's daughter.
因为我们继续看这个叙述的时候，我们也看到摩西。 当他长大之后，他也是凭着信心，他跟他的同胞认同。As
the narrative went on, we see that when Moses grew up, he also had this faith and he identified with his people.
我们细读这段经文的时候，我们也好几次会看到摩西，他看见，他观察，他看见。
And we see many times that the author tells us that Moses saw his people. He observed them.
但摩西的看见不只是视而不见，他看见了，他又有一个信心的行动。But
he not only looked upon their burden, but he took action.
虽然很多人会评论摩西在这里做了一件好像不是那么 聪明，甚至于是很冲动的一件事情。Maybe
we may criticize Moses for doing such an unintelligent act here.
但我还是会认同希伯来书那边所说，他是凭着信心，他不愿意跟这享受这个埃及的这个荣华富贵。But
according to the book of Hebrews, Moses by faith would not enjoy the pleasure of Egypt.
并且出埃及记这边本身的描述，也就是他出去到他弟兄那里。And
he went out to his people.
摩西虽然他在埃及的皇宫里面来长大，但是他的心还是归向耶和华。Although
he grew up in the palace of Egypt, yet his heart was toward God.
摩西还是与以色列人
And he identified with the people of Israel.
但当他看到这样一个最不好的一个情况下，但是他至少还有拿出一个信心的举动。And
in this very difficult situation that he saw, he still had faith.
甚至于这个结果是他要有40年静默的时间，就这样在米甸过了。
And as a result of his act, he had to go into hiding for 40 years.
因为他所做的，法老就想要杀他。Because
of what he did, Pharaoh was sought to kill him.
在最艰难的时候。And
in this difficult time,
就正如今天我们在我们这个世界有这么多动乱的情况下。
Similarly, we have all these troubled times in our world today.
在全球有很多地方没有这个宗教自由的情况下,
many places do not have the freedom of religion.
神的教会也经历很多好像看不见曙光的那种的情况,
and the churches of God is like not being able to see light.
在这样的情况下，你只是就坐着不动吗？还是说我们可以像这些上帝卑微所使用的人，他们还是有带出一个信心的一个行动来
？And in this kind of a situation, do we just remain steady and without faith, or do we bring out our faith?
摩西他看见了，他有付出一个行动。
Moses saw what's going on, and he had some action to take.
可能你对你的将来的侍奉，或者你现在目前教会的情况，可能也是有同样的一些的挣扎，或者一些的挑战。
Maybe you have some struggles or challenges in your ministry, whether the present or even in the future ministry.
或者你看不出你前面的道路在哪里。
Or you may not see the path ahead.
但是我们是否还是有一个信心的一个行动？
However, do we have a faith that would produce action?
即使我们信心的这个行动，有些时候看起来不算的什么。
Maybe sometimes the action that is produced by faith doesn't count much.
但是上帝，我想还是会看重你的这个举动。
But God will still see your act.
其实，在我们当中，我们很熟悉的一个姐妹。
In our midst, we know a sister.
如果你们礼拜三都去做牙的时候。
Wednesday, when you see her for dental work,
我们的张医师，你看她一个很娇小，好像很软弱的一个女孩子。
If you look at her, she seems to be frail.
但是她是在我们教会当中可能我最尊重的一个人。
But she is one of the person that I respected much in our church.
在她的一个娇小的姐妹的身上。他要承担多少的责任？
In her frail body, she has to carry a lot of responsibilities.
上有婆婆，
she has her mother-in-law.
在她手中有三个孩子，
and she has three children.
两个是特别的儿童，
and two are special children.
先生这一次心脏病爆发离开了。
Her husband passed away because of heart attack.
还有他好多兄弟姐妹，很多事情都需要他去帮忙。
And many of the things that her siblings had, she had to help.
但是在他身上，我从来没有听过一句的怨言。
But I never heard her complain.
并且每个圣诞节的时候啊，他还亲自。做了很多的饼干送给弟兄姐妹。
And every Christmas she would bake cookies and give it to brothers and sisters.
在她的生命里面，好像这个担子实在对她来说是太重了。
For her, all this burden are too heavy for her.
但是在这样的一个情况下，她还是愿意的付出。
But in this kind of a situation, she was still willing to give.
最近我们国内有一个家庭，他们的孩子在这边刚好是读雅各，碰到问题了。哦，他也亲身出马去帮助他们。
And we have someone from China whose child is studying dentistry here and has problem, and she was willing to help.
在最艰难的情况下
，In difficult situations，
上帝在我们当中还可以找到有信心的人吗
？Do we still find people of faith in our midst？
虽然我们的信心可能所表现的还不够
，Maybe what our faith has portrayed is not enough，
或者像摩西他所做的有点弄巧反拙的这个结果。
Or similar to Moses, it may come out to be a negative effect.
好像对这个以色列的民族的这个自由没有什么帮助。
And it doesn't even help with the freedom of the people of Israel.
当你真的来到这样的一个情况下面的时候
，But in this kind of a situation,
不要忘记今天这段经文告诉我们的，他们的哀声达到耶和华的面前。
Do not forget that this passage tells us that the groaning of the people of Israel came up to the Lord.
在我的班上，每次讲到腓立比书的时候，我总有这样的一个表演。
Whenever we talk in class about the book of Philippians,
也就是当你被推到一个角落的时候，你根本没有退路的时候。
When you are pushed to a corner.
你唯一的只能够往上看了。
You have nowhere to go except to look up.
所以保罗说，应当一无挂虑，把你所需要的可以告诉神。
And so Paul exhort us not to worry, but to bring everything to the Lord.
就算大部分这些以色列人可能他们都失去了对神的信心。
Maybe most of the people of Israel has lost faith in God.
但他们的哀声还是打到神的面前。
But their cry still came up to God.
菲律宾人呢，有些时候有一个口头禅。
An expression of the Filipinos.
他们遇到一个非常的情况下面，有时候他们会说 "sus."
When they have come to such a difficult period, they may express "sus."
其实 "sus" 是说耶稣了 ，Jesus 啊 ，sus.
那是耶稣的简称。
或者更厉害会说 "sus Maria."
Or they would say, Sus Maria, Mariosep.
那个是耶稣、玛利亚、约瑟。
And that is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
在你最无助的时候，你呼天唤地。
When they are helpless, they cry out, and they cry to the Lord and Mary and Joseph.
但是我们从比较积极的、认真的角度来看，他们的祷告还是打到神的面前。
And from a positive aspect of it, we can say God hear their cries.
非常明显的祷告，在整个圣经里面，在信仰神的人的当中，是一个不可少的功课。
And throughout the scripture, we see that prayer is something that is essential in the life of believers.
这是要表达我们还有这个神，我们知道这个神。
We know that we have this God who hears our prayer.
其实今天当我们想到我们来到飞升的60周年的时候，
and as we come to the 60th anniversary of BSOP,
我们每个人都有这个日历，请你看这一张，都是弟兄的照片。下面，
as you look at the calendar, we see all guys.
这9位当时年轻一壮。 教会的这些精英，
and our founders are 9 young men.
但这就是其实单单就是凭着祷告来建立飞升的。
They were young in experience, but by prayer they established the seminary.
我想他们当中大部分就是一个普通的家庭的一个人。
Most of them are ordinary.
意思说，他们的经济能力也不怎么样。
They come from a middle class family. They don't have much financial ability.
但是他们看到飞华教会的需要，他们从祷告开始。
But they saw the need of the Filipino Chinese churches, and so they started with prayer.
他们衷心的每一周，我想我没有记错。 他们礼拜五一定要聚集祷告。They
would congregate every week and pray.
那个时候，我们搬到这个现在的这个校址的时候。And
so when we moved to this current location,
在当时是叫做山顶了。这个地方。At
that time, this place is already a provincial area.
不是属于大明市。It's
not in the city.
已经是外省。It's
considered
a
province.
但是你要想，当时要开车或者说要做什么样的公交，来到这边一起祷告。And
for them to come all the way from the city to this place, it's much difficult.
甚至我们可以说风雨不阻，他们一定。
And whether rain or shine, they would continue with prayer.
这是我们先贤给我们留下的榜样。
And this is what they have given us a model for us.
今天可能我们的资源比较丰富了。
Maybe we have more resource personnel today.
今天我们照样还有很多所谓属灵的征战。
But there are still a lot of spiritual struggles.
属灵的征战只能够用祷告。 来对神说，
and spiritual battles can be won only through prayer.
讲一个穷神学生的见证。
Let me share a story of a poor seminarian.
首先提醒，其实在飞升的神学生并不穷。
Let me remind you that the seminary students of PSOP today is not poor.
反而在美国的神学生有的真的很穷。
Those who are studying in the U.S. seminaries may be poorer than you.
很多人他们都是要白天工作，甚至是这种劳力的工作。
Many have to do hard work.
为了要交他们的学费，每个学分可能600美元。
And they have to earn their own and pay their own tuition, $600 per unit.
有的还有家庭。
And some of them have their own family.
有一对神学生，他们有一个女儿。
And there's a couple of seminary students who have a daughter.
圣诞节快来到了，有人帮助他们买了机票，让他们也可以回家跟父母庆祝。
Christmas time is coming around, and so somebody pay for their air tickets to go to see their parents.
但是那天要出门的时候，这个穷神学生口袋里只有20美元了。
But that day, as they are about to head to the airport, the seminary students only have $20 in his pocket.
每天要加油，要付停车费， and、还有其他的、根本是不够的。
Yeah, to gas up and pay for parking, and he doesn't have much left.
他们夫妇还有他们的女儿。他们就一起祷告。
And so this couple, together with their daughter, prayed.
他们在祷告的时候，其实他们就有感觉到从这个门缝里面呢，有一个东西就进来了。
And while they are praying, they felt that something was slid through the door.
他们祷告之后，发现有一个信封，里面有50块美元。
After a prayer, they found out that an envelope containing $50was given to them.
虽然不多，但是足够他们去机场上飞机。
It may not be much, but it was enough for them to take their flight home.
我们的神原来就是这么信实的。
Our God is that faithful.
你信得过他吗？
Can you believe and trust him?
今天跟我们讲 Susmariosep 的时候，
and when you uttered that expression.
你不要这样，你要记得，你的声音，你要向神，我们所确信的这个神耶和华来祷告。
May your cry be to the God of heaven and earth.
后面你就会经历到，他确实是听见，他是纪念他的约，他是看见，并且他知道。我们的苦情。
And when you cry upon him, you will experience that he remembered, he saw, and he cared and knew about your situation.
我认为这两节的经文是可以概括整个的出埃及记。
And I felt that these two verses summarize all of the book of Exodus.
把前面的两章和后面的这一段漫长的日子都连接起来的。
And so for 40 chapters, it connects the first two chapters to the rest of the 38 chapters.
与以色列人的历史原来就是这位听见、纪念、看见、有知道的神。
The history of Israel is grounded upon this God who heard, remembered, saw, and knew.
这边圣经特别用这四个不同的动词。
Scripture used these four verbs.
圣经也四次都是提到说，神听见，神纪念，神看见，神也知道。
Again, it says God heard, God remembered, God saw, and God knew.
我们要坚信这位神。
We need to trust this God.
这个神不是只是听听，只是看看，只是了解了解。
He not only heard, he not only look or see or know.
我自己最近感觉真的很力不从心。
This few times I feel very weak.
所以有些时候我开我的这个邮箱的时候呢，就这样看过去就看过去，有的也不想很快的这个回答。
And so whenever I turn on my email inbox, I just browse through.
我们要照这样啊，我们的同工要一直提醒我，提醒我，提醒我。
And so we need to take our photos, and our staff, our colleague has to remind us again and again.
但是我们的神这边讲到这四个动作的时候，其实不只是听听看看，观察观察。
But our God is not someone who just heard, saw, and just observed.
而是经过这个听，这个看见。上帝就带出一个行动。
But through his hearing and seeing, he bring about an action.
我说上帝其实都在工作。
God still works.
就像摩西一样，他看见他有一个信心的行动。
And like Moses who saw, he made an act.
这边讲到神听见、纪念、看见、知道，到了第三章的时候，我们就看到上帝一一的回应了。
And we see God heard, remembered, saw, and knew. And in chapter 3, he took action.
所以当他呼召摩西的时候，他提醒他：“我是你的祖先亚伯兰、以撒、雅各的神。”
And when he called Moses, he reminded him that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
上帝说话算话。
And whatever he said, he'll do it.
上帝他也确实听见了，也确实看见了，上帝也确实了解。
And God truly heard, he truly saw, and he truly knew.
所以第三章他说，我要下来拯救他们。
And in chapter 3, he says, I will come and rescue my people.
今天你信的神是这样的一个神吗？
Is this the God that you believe upon?
他是听见看见了，他也了解你。
He has heard, he saw, and he knew you.
他会拯救你。
And he will deliver you.
今天当我们想到后面那边想到耶和华知道的时候
，When the scripture tells us that God knew,
其实不只是一个认知而已。
It is not an act of the mind.
常常是表达一个非常亲密的一个关系。
This always talk about a very intimate relationship.
今天早上我想到一个很有趣的比方。
I come to recall of an example.
Yeah. 昨天呢，我们这个小组要把我们的这个宣教的这个短宣的报告交给黄博士。
Yesterday, our care group was going to turn in our missions report.
我说没关系，那么你把它翻成英文。
And I asked him to translate it to English.
当然呢，他们同学第一步就是用谷歌去翻译。
And so the student used Google Translator to translate it.
那边讲到林长老。
And it talks about Elder Lim.
谷歌的翻译是 Lean, Long, Old.
And the translation come to be old, long, old limb.
所以那个长变成长。
And so the elder becomes long.
老当然还是老。
And old is old.
我的意思是什么？从知识来说，这个字翻译这个字原则上没有错。
Is that in terms of
just you know knowledge wise?
Knowledge wise, there is nothing wrong.
但是我相信我们的许牧师他不会说 lean long old， 他一定会说 lean 长老。Okay. 换句话说，我们的神他跟我们是，因为我们是同感深受的。
In other words, God has an intimate relationship with His people.
要表达的，他可以完全的认同。
And what He expresses, I can truly identify with it.
上帝不是一个谷歌的翻译者。
God is not a Google translator.
上帝是一个跟我们的生命息息相连的。
He is someone who is intimate in with our lives.
就像我们主耶稣在希伯来书的表达也是这样，他凡事也都曾经经历我们所经历过的。
And just as Hebrews tells us that Jesus Christ also experienced what we had experienced.
因此他在凡事上也都跟我们认同。
And so he can sympathize with sinners.
也很像保上耶稣对保罗说：“你为什么逼迫我呢
？”And like what the Lord says to Paul, why do you persecute me?
保罗逼迫的是教会，但是教会所受的逼迫，主也感受了。
The people that Paul had persecuted are believers, and yet the Lord felt it.
弟兄姐妹，今天你的感受，上帝不只是作为知道。
Whatever you are going through, God not only knows about it.
上帝是深切的可以去体验、去体会。
God can feel it.
他也要带你从你的困境的当中出来。
And he will surely deliver you from your difficulties.
前一天在微信里面又接到一个校友忽然间发来一个短信。
The other day, I also received another message from another alumni.
林长老，我已经回来服侍五年了。
He says, Elder Lim, I have already served for the last 5 years back home.
我现在想要辞职了。
I want to resign.
其实这个弟兄他回去是非常忠心的服侍。
Actually, this brother went home and served faithfully.
有很美好的服事。
And he has a very good ministry.
但是在服事当中确实是有遇到很多的所谓障碍。
But he met a lot of hindrances in his ministry.
也许他已经尽力了，但是可能他的领袖对他还是不肯定。
But he has given his best, and yet he was not affirmed by his leaders.
甚至于有些时候对他的态度不是很好。
Sometimes they do not treat him well.
他说：“我发现我的心灵受伤了。”
And he says, "My soul is hurt."
我要怎么去鼓励、去安慰、去激励他呢
？How can I encourage him?
他说：“这一天。”我就是安静在主的面前。
And so I was silent before the Lord.
后面我在主里面我可以得到安息。
And he says, I can have a rest in the presence of God.
所以我跟他说。
And I told him.
你的这个经验神是这样对你说。
And with what you have experienced, this is what God says.
在世界你有苦难。
In the world, you have tribulation.
但在我里面有平安。
But in me, you have peace.
不是你停下来不服侍的时候。
This is not the time for you to stop serving.
无论你走到哪一个工厂，
wherever you go,
征战还是剧烈的。
The battle will still be fierce.
胜利。挑战还是存在的。
Hindrances and challenges are still present.
你要知道我是神。
You need to know that I'm God.
我听见了。
I heard.
我也纪念我的约。
I remembered my covenant.
我看见了。
I saw.
我也深深切切地理解你的心。
And I know, I knew what you are going through.
我也有想停止的时候。
I also have thought about resigning.
但是当我最后一次回国的时候，看到在国内教会所面对的挑战的时候。
But the last time I had a trip to China, I saw what the churches are facing.
我的一个答案是现在还不是停止的时候。
And so, my response is that this is not the time for quitting.
有时候我跟同学说，我还不死心，还不死心，心魔心。
Now I would tell them, my heart is not dead.
但是最主要乃是因为我们的神是那位听见、纪念、看见 又知道我们的神。
But more importantly, because I serve a God who hears, who sees, who remembers, and who knows.
在患难的当中，我们靠神有信心的举动。
And we need to trust in Him and take action by faith.
我们还是有这个祷告的渠道。
We still have prayer.
因为他听见看见了。他要拯救我们。
And because he has heard and he saw, he will deliver.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you are a faithful God. You are a God who heard. You are a God who remembered your covenant. And you are a God who saw and knew our situations.And you are God who delivers us from all our difficult situations. And we pray, Father, that because we serve this God who is faithful, we will be faithful. And we will not give up and not quit from our ministry. Continue to use each and every one of us. 天父，既然你是信实的神，让我们每一位能够靠主你而忠心，无论环境如何，我们能够忠心到底来服侍你。祷告奉主耶稣名，
谢谢。我们把时间交给。